Hi, and welcome to the Latina CEO Identity Podcast, a show for Latinas who want to take the unconventional path. I'm so happy you're here. I'm your host, Liz Fernandez, a first-generation daughter of immigrants and therapist turned multi-six-figure CEO and identity coach. I help Latinas create and claim their identity as booked-out coaches and entrepreneurs. In this show, you will have a space to help you realize just how gifted and extraordinary you already are, so that you start tapping into your gifts and start creating your Latina CEO identity. Lista? Let's get into today's episode. Hola and welcome back to another episode of the Latina CEO Identity Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fernandez. And before we dive into this episode, I want to invite you personally to join me inside of one-on-one coaching. One-on-one coaching is now open for enrollment. I have a few spots available for us to begin in May. And I am so excited to welcome you into this very, very impactful container that really helps you create six-year plans in 6 months. Inside of one-on-one coaching, I support you in reducing your caseload within your private practice. And I also support you in growing your revenue. It is very important to me that you not only increase your profits as a therapist and coach, but that you also live a life that you feel so excited about. You get that time back, that you have that small caseload that you can't even imagine having right now, and really bringing that to life. And so if you would love for me to support you in this journey of simplifying everything in your business and really supporting you in helping you focus on the areas that really are going to maximize your earning potential and your impact beyond the therapy room through coaching, I invite you to come and work with me in one-on-one coaching. We are now again open for enrollment, and I am taking on new one-on-one clients. And so you can find all of the details in the link in the show notes. And I would love to see you inside. Go ahead and apply through there. We'll get on a call and see if one-on-one coaching is for you. And you can find all of the pricing and details on the form in the show notes. Without further ado, let's dive into what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. In today's episode, I'm really diving deep on the topic of if selling feels hard. If selling feels hard, this episode was recorded literally for you. It's recorded for the therapist, private practice owner who is struggling with marketing your services and or your coaching services if you don't identify as a therapist. And by the way, y'all, I am sitting here staring at the beautiful full moon all the way from Mazatlán, Mexico. I came to celebrate my anniversary with my fiance, and we are here. And so if you hear a little bit of chaos in the background, bear with me for this episode because your girl's out here living her best life, but she's doing what she has to do to get this episode out for you. And so I'm very excited about the conversation we're going to be having today. Again, this episode was really with you in mind if you are someone that really is afraid of sounding salesy. And I'm so excited because this is something that I love talking about, which is why one of the skills that I love teaching my clients, the main skill I teach them actually, is how to ethically sell, especially because anyone that's going into the coaching industry or has a business usually struggles with this whole challenge of selling. What really feels like a challenge to you. And so I hope that this episode really supports you in tipping your toes in the water if selling is something that feels awkward and weird to you and uncomfortable and you avoid it at all costs. This episode is with you in mind. And so without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. One of the first things that I really want to touch on today is how important it is to really name that you are afraid of sales or that you feel like selling is hard. One of the first steps to creating change in our lives is really to accept things, right? To name things. That is really the first step in any process of change and transition. And so I am going to really break down for you right now why selling feels hard for you. Selling might feel hard for you, especially if you are a therapist in private practice, because one, is that you are fear, you have a lot of fear of coming off as pushy or salesy, right? If you feel like you're afraid of coming off as pushy or salesy, then you're probably not going to market your services, right? You're probably going to just rely on referrals and network in person, or you might just be on directories, right? And so really hoping for clients to just come to you. So that is one of the first things, one of the first reasons why selling is going to feel a little difficult for you. The second thing is really this lack of confidence in, you know, the value that you can bring to clients. Sometimes, although you may already feel like you're experienced and you know how to serve your people, it could be for some of you that doesn't keep, you know, doubt from creeping in. And so if you are feeling doubtful, then a lot of the times you're not going to want to let people know that you can take on more clients, because you're already spending a lot of time questioning whether you're even helping the ones you have in your caseload to begin with. And so this is the same for you if you are a coach and you are feeling like selling is hard for you and feels like this very like a bad thing to do, right? You're afraid of feeling salesy, right? And pushy. You are probably lacking the confidence, right? And so this is really applicable to you even if you don't identify as being a therapist. The third reason why you might be feeling this way is because of the common misconceptions about just the ethical implications of selling in a therapeutic context. So if you are a therapist, you are worried about, you know, the ethical considerations, the ethical implications, and getting in trouble, right? Especially because you were trained to make sure that you were always, you know, marketing your work and setting your rates at an ethical rate, and that you needed to earn your right to charge above an X amount of money for your work. And so, of course, this is going to feel hard for you. One example that I really like thinking about and bringing to, you know, people that I serve is I'm thinking about one client in specific. When she came to me, she was in a place where she had been burnt out for a long time. She had been working in many different areas as a therapist. She worked in possibly all of the roles that you can imagine that you can have in the therapy field. This specific client came to me at a time where she wanted to open up her private practice, but was one, very afraid of, you know, doing direct work with clients again because of that burnout that she had experienced. And more than anything, she started her private practice and her coaching business at the same time and was worried about sounding pushy or salesy, was worried about, you know, being able to serve clients and not mess things up, right, as a therapist and also as a coach. She really was having a lot of misconceptions, right, about, you know, getting in trouble, possibly like risking her license, because she worked very hard to get that license and to keep it up as well. And so to upkeep a license also takes a lot of work, right? So this client was in that place when she came to work with me. And after just 3 to 4 months of our work together, she learned the skill of ethically selling her work, and she created her first $10,000 as a coach before she actually booked any private pay clients. This client was very worried about charging private pay as well, because she was one of the only Latina therapists that exist in Chicago and didn't really know any other Latinas that were in the therapy field in Chicago. And so when we did this work, she blew her own mind with what was possible. And it literally just, she blew things out of the water. She realized so much in this process and now has both a thriving private practice and a coaching practice because she learned this skill of ethically selling. So these are all of the reasons why you are feeling like selling feels really hard right now. And the second thing I'm going to really break down for us is really the importance of marketing for your therapy practice and for your business in general if you don't identify as being a private practice owner. And so here is why it is so important for you to know how to market your services, how to sell your services, right? And really, you have to sell anytime you market, right? Because that is literally selling. And so I will say that marketing and selling your services as a therapist is really what's going to support you in keeping things afloat, right? One of the biggest reasons why this is also so important is because you get to reach potential clients who need your services. And I'm not just saying, you know, your private practice clients, right? But I also mean in coaching. When you are a therapist that also wants to coach, it's going to be very important for you to actively market your services versus passively market them. Reason being, because even if you already had a full caseload of clients and you literally could not take on any more clients, coaching clients and therapy clients are a very different type of client that has a very different type of needs, right? Your therapy clients are going to probably need a lot more diagnosing work, a lot more processing, emotions, heavy feelings, and they need that type of support from you. However, once your clients are ready to graduate from therapy, you'll notice that they carry this themselves differently, but they still need support. It's just not diagnosing support or processing support. What they really benefit from is coaching support, getting them from where they are to where they want to go. And that is something that you simply cannot offer them. With coaching, you're actually really attracting a separate type of client, right? All those clients that you're like, oh, you know, that approach you and they've already had, like, they don't really have any big underlying, you know, problems that they're navigating. These are the clients that would be an ideal fit for your coaching services because they want you to challenge them. They want you to be a thought partner with them. They want you to really support them in getting from where they are to where they want to go, right? Really, they want you to get into action with them. And so what happens is that when you're not marketing your services as a coach, right? Or as, yeah, if you're not stepping into coaching, you're really leaving a big pool of clients or high achievers that are going to be, you know, waiting for them to find anyone like you with your skill set. And you're really leaving them without support. And this is not to shame y'all, okay? But this is to be very real with you because there is a huge gap that needs to be filled and you are the one that has the skill set for that. And so this is why marketing your work is so crucial. And the reason why adding coaching to your work is so important for our collective. And so that is one of the main reasons why you need to start marketing, you know, for your private practice and as a private practice owner and for your coaching business. The second area, right, and the second reason why I should say is that marketing your services, selling your services is going to help you establish more credibility and trust in your community. Because through marketing, you are being more visible. This doesn't mean that you're disclosing all of your personal life, right? Or that you're losing your privacy. This just means that you are able to support clients. Again, you're able to build trust in your marketing. You're able to support clients differently through your content. You're really able to attract those ideal clients that really need your help. The third reason why this is so important is because generating sustainable revenue to support, you know, your practice is important. And so it is also important for you to bring in more profit as a therapist, because we all know that no matter if you work in private practice with the high cost of living and with all your goals that you have of building wealth, of retiring your parents, of taking vacations, of having more time off, having a full caseload and working 40 hours a week is not going to cut it for you. And so these are the reasons why it is so important for you to actually market your work. A third area that I really want to break down is really the psychology of selling, right? Like the psychology, the barriers, right, that comes up when we are selling in a therapy context, right, and in a coaching business context. It is very common that we have a lot of barriers, that you are having a lot of barriers to selling because, one, you might have thoughts and beliefs about money and your worthiness, right? You might also have a lot of concerns about being perceived as greedy or profit-driven, right? This is a huge one, okay? A huge one my clients experience. These are also things I also experienced before I started my coaching business, right? Because y'all know I'm a therapist too. And another reason, you know, why you might have barriers to selling is because you are fearing ethical considerations around selling your services. This could look like, you know, were you being worried about, you know, being seen as unethical if you're charging higher rates, and this worries you because you really value your license, and who wouldn't, right, after all the work that you've put in. And so it just puts in question, it makes you put yourself in question on, is that ethical? Because it's something that you're not seeing a lot of your counterparts really step into, especially if you're only surrounded by a circle of therapists, right, and private practice owners and supervisors and people that are in the field. Of course, it's going to feel unethical when you are charging high ticket prices for your services, but I have to remind you that you are charging high ticket services and prices for your coaching practice, which is a very different industry, and it's very normal and normalized in the coaching industry. Just like $75 to $150 in therapy practice is normalized in the coaching industry, having any offer at more than $1,000 is literally the industry standard. And so when you look at it from that perspective and you see, right, like those two sides, you can start to tell that there's actually nothing wrong and unethical about you charging four figures for a coaching service that you're going to be providing. And so this is exactly the work that I dive into with my clients, what we really break down, and we really focus on mindset, because it really comes down to the mindset barriers that keep you from actually actively selling and ethically selling as well. And so again, this reminds me of clients that I work with, right? We do a lot of work here. And once we step into this work, once they start ethically selling, their income not only skyrockets, right, but they also feel a lot more confident in their skills and their abilities, and they feel a lot more fulfilled in the work that they are doing. And so these are three areas that I really wanted to break down. And now I really want to tell you the importance, right, of learning the skill of ethically selling, right? When you learn this skill, first I should introduce you to the concept, right, and what this even means. Let me go there. Let me take us there. So selling, I really want you to see it as a means of serving and helping others. When you are selling, right, aligning sales practices with your therapeutic values and principles is going to be key, so that you never feel like you're convincing people, so that you never feel like you are chasing after people, and so that you never feel like you're being unethical in the way that you are selling and marketing your work, right? And so here are some of the areas that, you know, you can step into when you actually learn and practice ethically selling. Right? You definitely want to make sure that you are really knowing what it is that you are promising your clients, and not from a place of, I promise you this, you're going to absolutely get it, right? But from a place of, what is the result you're helping them create when they work with you, right? When you know exactly how you can help your clients and you know exactly the process that you are taking them through, there is no way you can give false information or market falsely, right? There is absolutely no way, because you know the process you're going to help them go through, and you also know what the result is going to be, the tangible result is going to be of them working with you. The other way in which you will, you know, learn how to sell ethically is that you can start to communicate with authenticity and empathy in your content and integrating that into your own marketing. You can also start by building confidence, right? Through practicing marketing your services is going to help you also analyze and look at, okay, how is this landing for people? Like, how is this landing for me? Are people resonating with the way I'm marketing, right? And lastly, you can also incorporate ethical considerations into your sales process. And that is something that I teach my clients inside of one-on-one coaching and inside of the Therapist Coach Collective. All of my clients know how to ethically sell. And so this is the process that I support you in going through, so that you can have practical steps to implement selling, okay? To implement ethically selling your services without being afraid of sounding salesy, cringy, or really worried and fearing, you know, what people are going to see, perceive you as. And by people, I mean our colegas, right? And so I want to just, I hope that with this episode, you really feel inspired to learn how to sell ethically, because that is a skill that's going to help you impact so many lives. And it's going to help you just change the trajectory of your career, not only because you are going to be bridging the pay gap within the therapy industry, but within, you know, just generations in general, right? This is what's going to allow you to build wealth. This is what's going to allow you to have college funds for your kids, to retire your parents, to give to causes and organizations that you deeply care about, to write the book that you've been wanting to write in this lifetime, to start the podcast that you've been wanting to start to impact your community. This is the work. This is the skill that you need, that you cannot afford not to have any longer. And so if you know that you would love to work with the coach that understands you, that sees you, that has been in your shoes not that long ago, I invite you to come and work with me so that I can help you identify who it is that you want to serve, identify who your ideal clients are, helping you with your messaging that, you know, resonates with clients who really need your services, and really crafting it for your own, like towards to really incorporate your values and integrity, for me to help you really in learning how, like what platform you're going to be marketing in, right? What is that going to look like in your own way so that we can incorporate more of you in your marketing, so it doesn't feel like this big script, like this big cringy thing, right? I'm going to help you learn how to cultivate genuine connections with ideal clients, right? And really helping you attract them, right? And really turning those followers that are following you into actual paid clients, and really supporting you in doing all of this with so much integrity. And so just to recap, right, the things that we covered today, and actually before we recap, I should say you can find all of the details to working with me one-on-one in the link in the show notes. That's where you can find all of the details. I'm currently taking on clients for us to start in May. Run, don't walk to work with me one-on-one because spots are limited, and I do have a very exciting bonus. And for those of you that don't know, I live in Mexico City. And so when you pay in full as a one-on-one client, you are going to get access to a 4-hour VIP day with me in Mexico City that includes a photo shoot, a branding photo shoot, absolutely included in your investment, followed by 6 months of private coaching with me, 3 calls a month, you and I, week by week, keeping you accountable on these goals that you are working towards. And you also get access to WhatsApp support weekly in between sessions so that you can have me in your pocket for when any question comes up, because you have been doing it all yourself for so long. You don't have to do it all alone ever again in your life, okay? That is what I'm here to support you in. And so that is what you have access. You also will have access to all of my signature frameworks, and they're very freaking good, okay? That's how I've been able to create a multi-six-figure coaching company over and over and over again, year by year. And so that, you can find all the details, apply to work with me one-on-one if this episode spoke to you, if it sounds like it's exactly what you need to, you know, break through and expand and maximize your income as a therapist, as a counselor, as a social worker, as a coach, right? As a private practice owner, I am here to support you. And so now to recap the things that we covered today. We really dove into understanding why selling feels hard for you. We looked at, you know, why it's so important for you to start learning how to market your work, and also why it is so important that we unblock all of those mental barriers that are keeping you afraid of selling. Lastly, we also looked at learning the skill of ethically selling and what that looks like and how it's going to help you solve for all of the things that you've been trying to solve for by adding all these side jobs, by taking on way more caseload clients, even though you really don't have capacity for more, right? This is what's really going to help you transform the trajectory of your career. And so I hope you took so much away from today's episode. I can't wait to support you inside one-on-one coaching. Go ahead and go to the link in the show notes if you took anything away from this episode. I invite you again to work with me inside of one-on-one coaching. This is exactly what I support you through and what I support my clients that are now creating not only $5,000 months, but $10,000 months inside of private coaching and making their six-year plans turn into less than 6 months and making them happen in 6 months, right? Turning the unimaginable into possible. And so that's all that I had for you today. I'll see you in the next episode. If you took value from this episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. This will help other Latina CEOs find us. And if you're excited about this podcast, I invite you to take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at Life with Liz. That is LifeWithHHLiz. Mil gracias por estar aquí, and I'll see you in the next episode.